I can't see here.
Time is running out. You've got to decide now, Parker. Aunt May is the only family you've got. She's devoted her life to you. Spider-Man's brought you nothing but grief and suffering. You've got to find the Kingpin. Give yourself up. Make a deal. Yet something inside won't let me quit.
Spider-Man.
I can't get that nightmare out of my head. I can still hear that voice calling to me. Who was it? What did he want? It was Uncle Ben's voice.
No, it wasn't. It was Drew Buzzy. Welcome to the second episode of the Drew Buzzy Show. And that's right, this show is going to be dedicated to Spider-Man. Totally inspired by super fan of Mag Demo, who I took a picture. I took a picture of this record, or Hallie took a picture of me listening to my Spider-Man record, and I was like, oh yeah, whoa. And the Demo was like on Facebook, he was like, oh, I want to hear that, make an MP3. And I was like, yeah, right, I'm not going to make an MP3 of my entire Spider-Man picture. But, so in other words, the short version is that this episode is a response to that nagging feeling in my head that I should actually do something with my Spider-Man record. So here it goes. So yeah, Spider-Man. So this is a crazy picture disc called The Amazing Spider-Man, a rock comic. And it was produced in the 70s as, you know, part of the Marvel Universe Empire. You know, I don't know if this actually, I don't know how much of this actually exists as comic book stuff, but never mind that. Like, it's pretty dope. At any rate, this isn't the music that you're hearing is Faust. It's not part of the rock comic, but it is a rock comic. So there's Spider-Man stories, and then it goes into rock songs about Spider-Man, which is why it's dope. And all I gotta express, you know, if you're not into Spider-Man, that's cool. If you're not into Marvel, that's cool.
I see you are the one to be me.
But this song says it all right here. This Faust song.
I see you are the one to be me.
You know, Spider-Man's looking in the mirror. I see you are the one to be me. I am no longer Peter Parker, I'm Spider-Man.
Stretch out time, dive into my mind and sign, give answer and hold your dime and not into the code. Cause my love is really so stretch out time, climb into my mind and sign, give answer and hold your dime and not into the code. Cause my love is really so true. I see you are the one to be me. I see you are the one to be me. Yes, I see you are the one to be me. Yes, I see you are the one to be me. Stretch out time, climb into my mind and sign, give answer and hold your dime and not into the cold. Cause my love is really so stretch out time, climb into my mind and sign, give answer and hold your dime and not into the cold. Cause my love is really so true.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing out of the ordinary. You're the kid that takes all those pictures of Spider-Man for the Daily Bugle. I simply want you to take a picture of Spider-Man for me. We even fixed up a special camera for the job. The thing is that this picture will be Spider-Man's last.
You want me to murder Spider-Man?
The Kingpin is not a murderer. I simply want you to eliminate a civic menace and perpetual pest.
You must be crazy.
Dare call the Kingpin crazy? Now listen, punk. You want to see the old lady alive, you'll do exactly as I tell you. When I hang up the phone, you go to your front door. Outside, you'll find a package with a camera inside. You've got 24 hours to get the job done. And remember, no tricks. You want to see your Auntie May alive. Spider-Man must die.
Crawl like a spider, love like a man. Everybody's talking about that mother Spider-Man. Amazing, amazing. How does he ever win? Move like a spider, groove like a man. We're calling superhero your friendly Spider-Man. Amazing, amazing. How does he ever win?
So, yeah. No, that was Mike Theodore Orchestra. It's a track called Moon Trek. So, yeah, this little Spider-Man record is pretty groovy, but it's not all fun and games. It's not all just people talking into a microphone and then psychedelic rock music. There's a lot of chaos on this record, and what I'm about to play should emphasize that in some way. So here's another little selection from The Amazing Spider-Man, a rock comic.
It's Spider-Man! Don't let him get away!
The cops! Where did they come from? They're after me!
There he goes!
That was too close! Got to make it to the rooftops! A voice calling to me! A voice I've heard before! That voice filled me with such pain! I've got to find that voice!
There he goes up the side of that building! Get a searchlight on!
Can't hang around! The voice is fading, growing weaker!
The wall. Still time to catch myself.
I did it.
Spider-Man, I've come to pick your bones.
The Vulture? What are you doing here? Yours wasn't the voice that called me.
The Vulture perches where he pleases.
Got to get him.
Away, you wall-crawling creep. Spider-Man only harms those who love.
How did you find out about... You mustn't tell. You mustn't.
I'd never tell. The Vulture would never tell.
The Vulture. He vanished. What's going on? That cry coming from all around me. You must find that voice. Now the lizard. Where did you come from? It wasn't you that called. That voice! I mustn't let you keep me from that voice. No! No, don't say that. No! No! Can't you hear it? Calling to me? I have to know.
What does it matter? Spider-Man, you're a loser.
The Green Goblin. It can't be. The Vulture, the Lizard, and now my most fearsome enemy, the only living creature that knows my secret identity?
No one cares, Spider-Man. Or shall we say, Parker? No one cares if you live or die. And today, you die!
He's hurling stun pumpkins.
You're a loser, Parker.
No!
You were born a loser.
It isn't true. That voice. Must find that voice. No! It isn't true! Have to go! No! Stop! I can't stand it! I'm coming! I'm coming! Don't go away! Don't leave me! Don't go away! I'm coming! I'm coming! Stop laughing! Don't go away! I'm coming! No! No!
No, don't go away. I'm coming. No. 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 I must have been dreaming. What time is it? The phone. Must answer the phone. Hello?
Hello, Lucia? Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucia right now. Answer calls. When I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I want to make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, they like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. When I notice, she stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Girl with a lesbian for 2 months? Damn, I don't know if she a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille? Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister? Why you lesbian? You damn freak! You! She hung up on me! I hate all lesbians! I hate all lesbians! I want a woman, all woman, and from now on, when I take a woman out, first time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
guys know who that was? That was Muddy Waters. You should totally check out some Muddy Waters, yo. It's dope. At any rate, it's commercial time. We gotta take a commercial break from some of the sponsor.
Was a lad of two or three, there was no stereo or color TV, but now you can have the very best. Admiral offers you the splendidest.
Yes, now you can have the very best, and Admiral will make your family happiest.
Let's get on with the show. Where were we? Yeah, we were discussing the record Spider-Man from my collection. Okay, so one thing that we haven't covered on this record is the origin of Spider-Man, you know, how Spider-Man came to be, which is relevant, you know, although although not really, because if you remotely know who Spider-Man is, you know, you already know. But I guess what's, oh, hold on a second, my cat's outside, and I let her out, and now she wants back in, so hang on. To some Faust. We can forget about Faust for a minute here. So, yeah, we haven't really heard much about Spider-Man's origin and about how he, you know, became Spider-Man. So, why don't we give that a shot here? Let's see if we can. Learn a little bit more.
It was a science lecture like any other, or so I thought.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your close attention, please. As these radioactive gamma rays crisscross against each other, we have what is generally referred to as gamma ray radioactivity. You'll notice, please, that the lower section of this molecule...
It was a billion to one chance, an accident that couldn't happen. And yet, a lone spider, silently descending, was unwittingly subjected to a blast of powerful radiation. And minutes later, as it slowly lowered itself on a thin strand of webbing...
Ow! What the blazes? Something bit me. It was a spider. Golly, why do I feel so strange?
Say please.
So, it looks like Peter Parker was bit by some sort of spider, and that's how he became Spider-Man. And, you know, in the early part of this record, you know, if you listen back, you should just, you know, I don't want to play it again, but, like, you know, that song about Spider-Man, it says a lot about him, you know, being a product of the American dream. Watch him fly. No one lady sex machine. It makes all the little girls sigh. And I think those lyrics are kind of suspect. You know, I kind of agree about the product of the American dream part. But only if you analyze American history, like, it's clearly within Spider-Man's own timeline, he's not a product of any American dream. But, you know, maybe going back in time, yeah, he was. And maybe that's why he makes all the little girls sigh. You know, maybe because they're born in America, they're automatically inclined to sigh for somebody who's a true patriot. But, you know, Spider-Man needed help every once in a while, too. You know, he wasn't invulnerable, you know, he wasn't gonna be able to beat everybody, you know, he can't do that shit. You know, who knows? Like, maybe... Well, I don't even know what I'm saying, because I'm trying to make some records here while holding this thing.
Spider sense. It's beginning to tingle. So strong, and yet I haven't moved. What's going on? I hear someone talking, but there's no one here.
While in my astral form, you're invisible.
Astral form?
You will follow me. Come, we must hurry.
Follow you? I can't even see you.
Quiet, my young friend. You have no choice.
I feel like a puppet guided by invisible strings.
The sensation will pass. We have almost reached our destination.
Now that my astral form has returned to merge with my physical being, I grant you welcome, Spider-Man.
You didn't even turn around. How did you know I was here?
Not for nothing am I called Doctor Strange, Master of the Mystic Arts. In the name of the omnipotent Oshtur, I greet you and bid you watch carefully. There is much you must know and little time to tell it.
Doctor Strange? Of course I should have known.
Now be silent and behold what is revealed by the Eye of Agamotto.
It's her. It's May Parker. Is she all right? Her heart...
Quiet. Lest you break the spell.
Come on, lady. The Kingpin wants to see you.
Get your hands off me, you brute. Who do you think you are?
Ow! Hey, get back. He wants it. Hey, boss, get this old floozy off me.
I'll show you what I think of your kind.
Ow!
You threaten my Petey, will you? Take that. And then.
Ow!
The image is fading.
We've seen enough. is time, we strike.
We?
Yes, my friend, we. By the seven rings of Ragador, you shall not fight alone. I have seen too much. I have donned my cloak of levitation. Let us journey together.
Right you are, Doc. Let's head cross town.
Going cross town, gonna brawl tonight. Gonna kick a tail or two. Teach a bad dude the lesson that you better stop messing with the likes of me and you. Cause we got the power to turn wrong right if we get together and stand up and fight. Going cross town, gonna roll tonight. Gonna kick a tail or two. Going cross town, gonna brawl tonight. Gonna kick a tail or two. Bring a little action to the criminal faction. Show them what a good man can do. Cause we got the power and we got the band. It's time to get together and stand up to the man. Going cross town, gonna rock tonight. Show them what a good man can do. Trouble, now it's coming on the double. A lesson in black and blue. We don't need no blackjack, we don't need no guns. We'll whack them on the fanny and watch them run. Going cross town, gonna brawl tonight. Gonna kick them once, kick them twice. Kick a tail or two.
Ha ha. So, Spider-Man had a pretty active life in the 70s on, you know, TV, in print, and even on vinyl, you know. And sure, sometimes he needed help from people like Doctor Strange. And, you know, but he kept on fighting. He kept on fighting. As you'll see.
Boss, I think the old lady's had it.
Good. Save us the trouble. Bring her in the back. I've come for you, Kingpin. It's Spider-Man. Get him.
You'll have to be better than that if you want to catch this spider, boys. Dr. Strange, get the old lady out of here.
Get that creep in the cloak.
Fools! You dare attack Dr. Strange?
My gosh, it's gone.
Let's get out of here. That guy's crazy.
Get back here, you idiots. I'll teach you to run out on the Kingpin.
They shan't go far. Take care of your business, my friend. I will return.
Small talk, fat man, and let's get it on. Maestro, if you will. Let his size deceive me. Forgot how fast he can move. Let's slow down, Spidey. Keep it cool. Not bad, Tubby, but not good enough.
Tubby, I'll show you who's Tubby.
Get a
stun blaster in his cane. Afraid to fight like a man. Well, now it's my turn to raise some cane, lard bottom.
I'll squash you like a bug.
Got to do better than that to squash this spider. Gas charge in his tie pin. He's trying to get away.
Only a fool sticks around when it's better to flee.
Maybe this web girdle will slow you down.
Do you think your puny webbing can contain the kingpin? We'll meet again, Spider-Man, but next time I'll pick the place.
Not so fast, Kingpin. Your kind must be taught a lesson. Lord of the Depths, grant this request. This man who has sinned, make him your guest. Spider-Man, do not interfere.
No! No!
That was horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible, because that was the Drew Buzzy Show, and I hope you don't expect anything but horrible from Drew Buzzy. That was the Spider-Man record and a bunch of other stuff mixed in. We heard a lot of Faust. We heard some Nocturnal Emissions. We heard Muddy Waters. The lesbian song was T. Valentine from an old 7-inch from 85, I believe. Italian music by a composer I can't pronounce the name, but it begins with N-I like everyone else, you know, Vinici, Piccini, Piccioni, whatever, I don't know. You know what I love about these old ridiculous kids records is the time and effort put in to making them. You know, you got actors, you got microphones. In this case, in the case of Spider-Man, you got awesome sound effects. You got an Echoplex for no reason. Sometimes the characters are just on an Echoplex. I don't know why, but they are. And yeah, I just love the time and effort put into making all these things, hiring actors, sound effects, all to produce a piece of vinyl which means nothing to anyone other than me and you.